841 here on WPHM. We like to get an update from time to time on how the local real estate market is shaping up. We do that with Jeff Wine from Joanne Wine & Associates. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
Doing well. A little chilly out there this morning.
Yeah, it is a little chilly. I do appreciate the opportunity to come down here, just so you know. I get more done on the days that I have to go meet with Paul Miller than I do any other day.
He always comes in here with a laptop and papers, and he's all prepared with all kinds of information.
It's that we all don't, a show.
And then we don't talk about any of it.
No, usually not.
Interest rates are creeping up.
They are creeping up.
Is this going to hurt the real estate market?
Probably not. The market remains busy, and though the amount of inventory on a national level and locally also is kind of creeping up, we still think that there is not enough supply to meet the demand,
right,
especially in certain price ranges. We recently put a home on the market, three bedrooms, about 1,600 square feet and 5 acres, out in one of the townships surrounding Port Huron, and it needs some work, but for $110,000, we've just been absolutely inundated. I think we've had probably 15, 16 showings in since last Thursday.
Wow.
Right. So that's a really good indicator of where our market is and what the housing needs are.
Right.
So what that would do, let's say if interest rates, which may be right around the high fours right now, you know, the examples I brought were with a 4.625 interest rate. That was someone with a 740 credit score, which is pretty up there, a conventional loan. So rates for the listeners may vary from that, but just using that as an example, if that was, so you put 5% down on a $125,000 home, your payment at 4.625 would be, let's say, $611. If it moved a full percentage point, which would be a real shock to everybody, the payment jumps from 611 to 683, which is a pretty significant jump for most people. And that represents about $12,000, or that difference, that $72 difference amortizes $12,500 over 30 years. So it's hard to know exactly what would happen going down the road as far to prices, but you could expect that rising interest rates have a moderating effect on price appreciation.
Right.
So rates, I would think, would bring that same home, would either keep the price stagnant or bring the value down some.
Yeah.
What we're finding, again, locally, gosh, it was great to hear the news that the unemployment rate, I mean, it's like, where am I when it was 5.8 something or under 6 anyway, right?
Yeah, what a
from
huge change in the last
15%
few years.
A few years ago.
Right,
with that, that's just awesome, awesome news. The challenge is the wage growth on a national level is not outstanding.
No, it's been stagnant.
Right, so even if you have more people working, and maybe they're making a little bit more, you still, even with low inflation, you still aren't making a lot of headway.
Right.
So things are certainly way, way better, and we're so thankful that people are working and able to support themselves better, and certainly buy homes. But that's, I think, part of the reason why you haven't seen a building boom, you know, in the area, though we still... Existing homes are still a better value for most families. People that are buying new homes, usually it's the second home or a trade-up home of some sort.
Right.
So
we want to talk a little bit about pricing, though, because oftentimes if a house is on the market for a long time, you see the price drop. And I don't know if that's an indication that it was not priced right to begin with, or if they're just trying to get some movement on it.
Yes and yes.
Yeah, right.
You are correct. There are two answers, and they both read up. What we find in its throughout all economic cycles, whatever's going on in the market, a home priced correctly or priced at market, at the time it goes on the market, will receive a greater percentage of the value than the home overpriced and then brought down. So if you picture... starting at lower left to upper right, a staircase, you know, maybe, and let's say the market is stair 6 and you price your home at stair 10. And then over a series of, or over time, over a number of months, you bring it down in $5,000 increments. rather than getting price, you know, at step 7 or 8, you may end up, and then with 6 being in market value, you may end up at 4 or 4.5.
Right.
So that over time, your price that you receive will more than likely go below what you would have received if you would have priced it at market to begin with.
Sure.
When people, typically what sellers will think, and I guess I don't blame them for thinking so, is that if the house goes on the market, sells in 2 weeks, they priced it too low. You know, gosh, we got just what we were asking. Like, darn, we got just what we were asking.
Right, right.
No, good, you got just what you were asking.
Yeah, exactly.
It means that the house was in the right location, it was in the right condition, it was priced appropriately, and the market works, and a fair number of people come and look at it.
Yep.
It might, maybe let's say 10 people look at it, 8 of them, it doesn't work for them. Size, the location's just not right, it's too old, maybe it needs a new counter that they can't do, maybe it's at the top of their affordability, for whatever reason, it doesn't work. But you've exposed it to 10 people, which should be a good enough sample to say, we must be close. And then if 2 people were to make offers and the seller was able to choose between one of them, that seems to me to be a good thing all the way around, and especially if it gets the seller moving.
Yeah.
So if pricing, even if the price isn't ideal, let's price it at market to begin with, let you get on with your housing move and your plans and your future, rather than having this drawn out experience. That all that I just said, the last 2 or 3 minutes or whatever that was, is more applicable to the broader part of the market.
Sure.
You know, they're going to be homes at either end of the market that doesn't apply quite so much to, where value is a little bit harder to identify, because you know, there are only going to be so many homes in any given year, let's say, that in St. Clair County that sell over a certain number. But for the broad part of the market, which us, let's say, is 70 to 250 or $300,000, that really is what the story we see over and over again. And Jerry Grace, who works with us, has been mentioning the last 2 or 3 months, so I've got to give Jerry credit where credit is due, right? He's noticing similar homes that have been on the market for a period of time, so other homes that would be competing with those homes that have been on the market for 4, 5, 6 months are coming in at a lower price. That shouldn't be construed as the market's declining.
No.
It's just that the homes that have been on the market for a while maybe the price needs to be adjusted somewhat.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and typically it's not tens of thousands of dollars. It could just be a few thousand dollars.
Right, yeah, and that can make a big difference.
It absolutely can.
Yeah.
The example we were showing, interest rates move up. I mean, it could be monthly payment. Some people are only... And this is where we got in trouble, I think, the last recession, where people were buying at their maximum affordability. There was no money left to buy gas for the lawnmower, let alone a lawnmower.
Right. And, exactly.
That's not what we're trying to get people into either.
Right.
You know, let's buy conservatively. I heard Dave Ramsey ads coming in. I mean, I'm sure many of your listeners listen to Dave Ramsey or purchase one of his books, and he's all about conservative financial household management.
Sure, yeah. I mean, have enough extra money so you can buy that tank of gas and that lawnmower and home improvements that are always going to come up when you least expect
always. Them. Always. And they are. I'm having a really hard time with that personally this year, that all of a sudden, I think based on the 31 degree temperature when I got in my car this morning, winter might be coming again.
Yeah, I hear that. that may be the case, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, it always sneaks up on us, but to get those home improvements and maintenance items taken care of to avoid issues down the road is certainly a good thing to be thinking of this time of year, either before or after the Michigan State game this weekend. Would be a good time to do it.
Between noon and about 3:30, ain't nobody going to be doing anything but watching that game. Exactly.
Right.
Jeff, if anybody is considering selling or buying a home in the Bluewater area, who should they call?
We would really love them to call Joanne Wine & Associates at 810-985-5080 or Our website, joannwine.com.
All right, Jeff, thanks for coming in. I always appreciate it. Jeff Wine with us on WPHM. It is 8:51 now.